Hey, this is Franklin Taggart, the Life in General podcast, and I just wanted to add another episode to the Habits That Keep Me in the Struggle series. The third habit that I'm going to talk about is being distracted. I'm not going to say lack of focus because it's not really lack of focus. It's too much focus on everything and not enough focus on the one thing that I need to work on. I have a tendency to be really easily distracted by bells, whistles, shiny objects, dogs barking in the background, cars that drive by really quickly. My telephone is probably the biggest distraction in my life. And I really have to curb my social media and my email intake, or else I would be at it all day long. One of the things that I found is that it's helpful for me to block my time. And I learned about time blocking in a book by Jay Papasan and Gary Keller called The One Thing. The One Thing is a great book because it helps you, first of all, to really identify what are the most important things to spend your time on. And second of all, how can you really make it so that that one thing is leveraged to its maximum so that you get the most out of it. I'm learning so much from that book. I'll put a link to it in the description here. But in that book, they talk a lot about time blocking. They also offer workshops and seminars on time blocking and other tools. And I really feel like that it's important. Another book that I've read that I really liked about it is The Energy Project. Or no, it's not called The Energy Project. The Energy Project is Tony Schwartz's project that he does, but it's a book by Tony Schwartz, and I will have to remember what it's called and tell you in a minute. But in any case, he talks a lot about that it's not really time that you're managing, but it's your energy that you're managing. Between those two books, I've really found a system that works for me in limiting distractions. Time blocking allows me to spend 90 minutes at a time on one thing that's really important. I don't have a to-do list. I don't have a whole bunch of commitments outside of this one thing. And if I can just set those 90-minute segments aside and really use them up, and take really good long, you know, restorative breaks in between, my productivity goes through the roof, and it's an awesome experience. The other thing that I've noticed is that if through time blocking, I'm getting enough done and I don't feel like that my work is suffering, and I'm not always thinking about work when I'm with my family, and I'm not always thinking about work when I'm, you know, doing something else. I find that I am getting enough done in that time that when I'm actually engaged in another, you know, another interest, that my attention is available to that interest, and I'm less distracted by my distractions. So, and I'm less distracted in my distractions. It's a pretty cool deal. In any case, The One Thing talks about time blocking, and in time blocking, the whole point is to create blocks of time. Particularly during the times of day when your energy is at its peak, to do your most creative work and your most impactful work. So one of the things that I've looked at is that I do my best work in the morning in terms of my creativity, and it's my second time block that is actually my most productive, and that is the time block that happens between 10 and 11:30 in the morning. My first time block is actually just a time for me to focus on the day, get my daily plan in order, walk the dog, get some breakfast, meditate, read. It's personal time. And if I start the day off that way, my productivity goes through the roof on the next two time blocks, which are the ones from 10 to 11:30 and then the one right after lunch from 1 to 2:30. I have one block that's kind of a wild card time, and that's that's 3 o'clock to 4:30. And because my son gets out of school at 3:30, if I have to pick him up, that's the time that I go pick him up. But I also do a lot of client appointments during this time because it's toward the end of the day. And I'm able to, at that point, be available to them in a very possible a very meaningful way, I mean. And I think that I do my best work with clients in the afternoon. So I've stopped taking clients in the morning, and I've started moving them all into the afternoon, preferably into the late afternoon time slot. It's working beautifully. I'm getting good work done with my clients, and I'm getting good work done and creative work in the morning. And my productivity, like I said, has gone through the roof. I remember the name of the Tony Schwartz book. It's called The Way We're Working Isn't Working. I'll put links to both of these books in the description. And if you have any thoughts about how you stay focused and non-distracted, leave a comment, leave a message. We'll talk more about it in another episode. Thanks for listening. I'm Franklin Taggart, and I will look forward to being with you another time.